Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm also Joel.
And I'm Cass, and today we're looking at Blockudoku and other games.
No Jackson, finally some peace and quiet in this podcast.
finally, no game with a hunger meter. Wait, no, mine. Damn, never mind. Anyway, Cass, what? Blocku who now?
Blocku Doku. This is continuing on from my... I am a console purist. I only stick to iPhone games, and even further to that, I only go with games that Mark Zuckerberg himself has personally chosen for me as the person who knows me the best in this world. So, Blockudoku was advertised to me on Instagram, and look, I'll be real, it didn't grab my... as soon as I saw the game advertised, I was like, I need this, but I didn't want to, know that, he got me, So I, searched the game on the App Store separately instead of clicking the link. I think he's rich enough. We play a game of cat and mouse. I think he gets it.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, so Blockudoku is pretty much you have a 9x9 Sudoku square with the 9, subsquares in it. And it's basically Tetris instead of numbers. So you get different sized squares and block shapes like you would in Tetris. And you slot them in. And as soon as it makes a row of 9, a row the other way of 9 or a square
column.
Of 9, they disappear. A column, thank you.
A row and a row vertical.
A row and another row.
A row, a sleepy row or an awake row. All the little 9 square and that'll stop. That'll make them go away and then you can continue to play the game.
So you have a 9x9... I guess, area of play.
Yep, exactly regular Sudoku.
The Tetris blocks fall down, or do they go across?
How do they fall
from the sky?
Something I failed to explain in any way. So you get given 3 blocks. It might be the little cross one or the little zigzag ones. I don't know their names in Tetris. Blockudoku keeps them anonymous. We're all equal. And they're not coloured. They're all the same colour. So you get 3 down the bottom and you get to pick where you place them on the grid. And you lose when you can no longer fit them into the grid. So those little X boys.
Oh, okay. I finally cracked, because me and Zaman have been making puzzle faces at each other trying to imagine what this game is. But I've just, you've given me enough now that I get it.
Yeah, I think, is it kind of like a jigsaw puzzle?
Yes.
That you've got certain number of, limited amount of shapes.
Uh-huh.
And you have to make a square.
Yes. Or cool. A row. What? Or a column.
Okay.
Sorry, I love learning a word I've just learned. I mean, oh, God, no.
To be honest... Tetris, including Tetris for the first bit, that was what threw me.
Yeah. That's understandable. I was trying to think of the ways I could describe it, and it's like the thrill of Tetris meets the calming beauty of Sudoku.
Yes.
They're together at last. Yeah. There aren't even numbers to read, so you can just slot things in. You can play this whilst watching television if for whatever reason you need to calm down from your big day of naught. If it's not something you require, if you're in bed thinking and you don't want to be, you can also whip this bad boy out and just put blocks in holes. You like shapes? Ah. Yeah, make them go away. I love a good shape. Love connecting shapes and finding where they fit in. Great time for me. I have mentioned on this podcast before, I have a wrist injury, and this one flared it up. I could not get enough of Blockudoku. Now, my only critique of Blockudoku is that there is a set of like trophies and stuff you can earn in the game. Usually with games like this, I never care about them. Those have never appealed to me. I get that they're meant
to
be there.
You're not an achievement hunter. I get it.
No.
Yeah. So they're like, they usually pop up and they're like, oh, you've done 50 blocks or whatever. No, this game told me that I had played for 12 hours and that
rules.
No, it doesn't. I haven't had it for that long. It's like, hey, halfway to 12 hours. And I was like, Oh no.
This is only night one.
Because in my mind, I only play it in my quiet moments, but I guess I don't have a loud life. Hush, it seems, all in the world of Cass, Blockudoku, and nothing else. Nothing but block.
So with Blockudoku,
yes.
How many shapes are there? So I just want to go through the Tetris blocks as I remember them.
Yep.
And I want to see if Blockudoku.
Blockudoku. It's right just like soon. Block and Sudoku. Come on, it's
the
marriage
keep
made in heaven.
It up. Never gonna get there. So the big just square boy who's just like four.
Oh yeah.
I guess pixels.
Yeah, he's there.
That boy. That's great. The little T.
Yes, Tiwi. Yes, and the block is called Smash Boy. I've just Googled these. So Smash Boy is there, Tiwi is there.
What about long four, like either four lengthwise or four column or row-wise, depending on, I guess, which way you put them. Are they there?
Yes, I will also mention that
this is good.
The rotation of the blocks is preset. You can't turn them at all.
So it's really not like Tetris.
It's blocks! It's blocks that disappear. I feel like that's the main part of Tetris. I feel like that's 50% of Tetris, which is technically a pass. So you don't rotate them. You get what you're given, which is a great metaphor for life now.
Yeah.
And you put the blocks. So the hero boy, which is, it's just called a hero in Tetris, the four block, which can be awake or asleep.
Yep.
That is in Blockudoku, but it comes in 1, 2, 3, and 4. So it can be any length from 1 to 4.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep. We've got the Cleveland Z and the Rhode Island Z, which are the little zigzag ones.
Lightning bolty things.
Yeah, the lightning bolty ones. They come in any rotation as well. Now Tetris has a blue Ricky and an orange Ricky, which are the L boys. Now.
Yep.
They appear. But we also have, and again, they can appear in any form of the rotation, but they are preset. You don't get to choose those. This game just lets you do shapes
and makes
the shapes go, which is nice. And you don't even have to fuss with the colors. I can't recommend this game enough. I've played it for 12 hours. That's too many.
Cass, just for the listeners, how long have you had this app for? When you hit 12 hours, how many days do you think you'd had it for?
Is there a way to check that? Let's have a look at my awards. Let's have a look. Okay. Daily awards. Will this go back to...
So, what's the gap, I guess, between getting the first achievement, I assume, of downloading said app and then 12 hours? Because, I reckon...
12 hours.
12 hours, yeah. I don't reckon there's not going to be that much of a difference.
Okay,
Cass's face is also agreeing with us, even though she's furiously reading.
I'm trying to find where the dates of these ones are. It does turn out I'm 18 hours into my 24-hour achievement. So that's... good.
Okay, so when did you see the ad? Was it this week?
I genuinely don't know time. I don't think it's this week. I think I was at this house. I don't remember playing it at my old house. I've been in my house for a week or two. No, it'd be 2 weeks. Does Apple know? Can I ask my phone, when did I download this app? Let's look at apps.
So So I guess Zuck really nailed this one on the head, yeah?
He knows me better than anyone, and I can't wait for just that little pop-up ad one day asking him to marry me.
Oh, that's going to be so sweet.
That'll be nice. Also, so the game you're giving, presumably, the full five thumbs. How is...
I reckon she's giving it 10. This might be Cass's game of the year on the sound of it.
Is it your game of the year? It's definitely your most played.
Yeah. Look, I downloaded Animal Crossing recently, and it is... Oh, fuck. Those animals talk too much. I don't care. They don't shut up, and I don't give a toss. Like, they just... I don't... Like, none of that game is important. It's a death simulator, and you just have to go around and, like... Oh, I'm like, oh, cool. Pick fruit, catch bugs, sick. And then, like, a little annoying little creature comes up to you, and it's like... Meow, meow, meow. You're like, oh, my God. I was having a nice time alone. And that game... All of a sudden, I started expanding my house, and then that game was like, hey, you should build a bathroom, and I got gifted a bidet. And what kind of game asks me to consider defecating in a dreamland? I hated that. The audacity of the game to come along and be like, build a bathroom, imagine your character taking a fat dump. I was horrified. Blockudoku would never...
So
that's one of the best things about Animal Crossing is that you can take a massive dump.
Yeah, so it's very funny, yeah, Cass, to have you on here and saying this, because last time Animal Crossing came up, Jackson had no time for it until Zamet revealed that there was toilets you could shit in.
And then Jackson was
so on board. Yeah, apparently you can.
Then use a toilet.
How? How do you use
eat the fruit.
You gotta eat the fruit.
Take a toilet. Shit. Just like real life.
You put the fruit in, and then it comes out through your character's anus.
Yeah.
Do you have to... Because the mechanic of that game is when you eat a fruit, if you eat one fruit, you get one, like, lift a baby off a car strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sorry, lift a car off a baby.
No. Lift a baby off a car. Both equally important to do.
Yeah. So do you have to not use the strength and instead pass it?
Yeah, well, it's a way of getting rid of that strength.
If Why would like, you want to get rid of the
I don't need to lift any babies off this car.
Oh, this game sucks. Let me wear my nice outfits and don't charge me for them. Ugh. Blockudoku gets 10 thumbs. Every one of my fingers wants to be a thumb so I can play more Blockudoku.
I love that you're getting upset about being charged for clothes in a video game. Wait until you discover DLC. You have to pay real money for video game clothes.
I've only done DLC once, and it was for Neko Itsume. That's the only time I've spent money on a video game after buying it.
That's the cat hotel cafe game, right?
Uh-huh.
Just want to double check.
I wanted to buy to nice clarify. Things for the cat.
They deserve it.
Yeah, those cats need nice things. I get it.
I deserve nice
things. You know who else needs nice things? You.
Yeah.
So here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, sponsors. So, I don't know if this ad played properly, but yes, we can confirm that Animal Crossing is for babies. Grow up and play Blockudoku. That's what the ad should have said.
Yeah, thank you for running that.
Mm. Hey, you know that Death Stranding, your character takes actual shits, yeah, Cass? There's a video
yes,
game where you
no,
can take
I,
actual
oh
shits.
Oh my god, I watched that. I watched that game being played.
You can piss, too. Take a shower. It's nice.
Using anyway, bullets or something?
Yeah, okay. It's good. How do you feel about people shitting and pissing on TV, then, if you don't like it in video games? I just need to know before we can move on.
Look, shitting and pissing is part of life, and that's not why I play video games. I don't think they can be in the same category. If I'm watching television and I'm like, give me a slice of life whilst nothing... I've taken a slice out of my own life to stuff it in with another slice of life. Give me my slice. That's not what I play video games for.
Yeah, no, that's
don't,
fair.
Don't ask my little cartoon child to take shits. I don't want, no. I'm so bored in, like, I'm doing enough. That is something in my own life I have to take care of. If I'm watching someone shit on TV, that doesn't involve me. I'm part of a story. If I have to worry about shitting with two bodies and one of them doesn't even exist. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Don't make me think twice about something.
Who knew that this was a line for Cass? That this is a hill that she'd die on.
Kill me on the hill and do not bring a toilet. I don't. It's like, and oh, like in my dream house. Yeah, in my dream house where I get to pick everything in the house. And it's like, okay, so you live in a village. You can catch bugs all day. You can eat fruit all day. I'm going to use a room for a bathroom. No! For what? For whom?
I need to display my blue whale shark.
Yes! In my Animal Crossing house, I've got one room that is only things that are pink that I liked and were nice. I've got a nice plant-based bedroom, which is very pretty, and it's just it's just nice. And then the other one is a room for hoarding. I hoard in that room. I put everything that looks like rubbish and I put it in that room, and it's my hoarding room. I'm not choosing a bathroom over a hoarder's paradise. No. I get to live my life. I'm not going to... So in my real house, in my real life, obviously I'm not going to have a hoarding room. But in where I get to make my own reality, I get to play with the nice rabbit people and ignore them because I don't want to listen to what they have to say. Just let me pick the bugs up, buy nice things, and make a nice house for myself. Don't make me shit and interact with people. Oh, Blockudoku is my game of the year. I'm calling it. I started playing Animal Crossing and I'm like, oh, okay, this is a debt simulator. You have no strikes after that.
Why don't you just put the toilet in your hoarding room? It's not like that there's nice things in there. It's rubbish.
You think I didn't curate my hoard? I've got two different kinds of cardboard box in there, but nothing doubles up, obviously. That would be weird. I've got, like, varying couches. I spent ages arranging my little hoard room. A toilet? No.
The very idea of this cartoon character shitting in my hoard room. Disgusting.
It's not that it's gross. It's that why would I bother? I've got an entire limited sandbox world with a mission and a story I've chosen to ignore. I just want bugs and they want me to shit with my real life time. Like, that's time I have to take out of my real life.
Well,
what have you been playing?
You just made me realize I never ended up selling the toilet, so I probably I ended up putting it in storage. So I probably could do that. I can buy more pink things.
Oh, that's nice. Sell the toilet.
Blockadoku, 10 thumbs.
Well.
Zabit.
I've been...
God, I hope your game doesn't involve piercing or shitting, because you're going to get yelled at.
So I've been playing a game...
Piss in a video game simulator.
Called Massive Dump 64.
Take real life time out of your day to take a shit in a game.
Exactly.
That's something you have to do twice.
Every time you take a dump, you have to choose whether to scrunch, fold, or what kind of ply you want, depending on the character's facial expressions when they took said dump. And you have to guess, and you're rated out of 5 stars if you guess correctly. You do lose points if you wipe too hard, and you definitely lose points if you wipe too little. But no, I've been playing a game called Stranded Sails on. It is on the Switch and the iOS. I actually played it on both, weirdly. It's actually on Apple Arcade.
Double dipped.
Only because I forgot I had it on Apple Arcade. So it's sort of like wanted to be like it's basically kind of like, hey, Stardew Valley. It's like a bit of a Stardew, but it's
Ooh.
Not. And so its biggest kind of thing was, A, you're going to be stranded on a desert island, which for some reason is now a trope of
Wait,
this kind
of
game.
I've just got more questions, I just realized. Stardew Valley, you have to go to bed. In a video game where you actively have to go to bed, how is that any different from going to the bathroom, Cash?
Because time is different. In Animal Crossing... Oh my god, I hate this as well. I am an adult, and they shut the shops at 10? That's when I wake up! Like, that's when my nighttime relaxing starts, and I have to, like, dump all my front of the stalks. I am not paying a tax in a game for a... Stardew Valley, going to bed, moves time forward.
That's true. So this is like, again, one of these kind of like Stardew Valley, Harvest Moon kind of clones. And I think the biggest kind of push was that, A, we're going to be introducing the ability to have a little boat that can go and hop between islands. Ooh. And it was like, hey, that's kind of sounds really cool. Right up my, like, you know, this sounds like up my alley. Sort of finish as much as I think I want to with Stardew. Animal Crossing didn't captivate me as much.
Was it the toilets?
So I was like... For me, I didn't even get up to the toilets. I kind of want to go back in just for that.
What
so Stranded Sails
has upset our good friend Cass so? Knowing that it's just there and you might be able to sort, like, get the answer. I would be so tempted. I'm tempted to buy it just to find out.
What? Same.
How infuriating would it be, Cass, if out of your review, I go and buy Animal Crossing, because I'm more curious about what has upset you than the game you've given your game of the year to.
Hey, you know what? The joy and calm that Blockudoku brings, if you don't deem yourself worthy of that, I can't change that for you, you know? if you wanna go ruin your life with a death simulator in which they ask you to buy a bathroom... I can't help you there. That's on you.
You can just change the tiles. Anyway, Stranded Sails. So, so it's kind of like this sort of Harvest Moon, Stardew Valley situation where, you know, you've got a certain energy meter, and by doing things, you use up that energy, you eat food, you get more energy, you go to bed, you get the energy back, and you kind of keep going, right? So the setup is very simple. It's just like you are on a boat, and you're crashed, and now you have to sort of start building... I guess, a community. There's people on there that very two-dimensional, the characters. Everyone you talk to on the ship, you're like, ah, yes, you're the one that's going to teach me fishing. Ah, yes, you're the one that's going to teach me cooking. Cool. There's this moment before you become stranded on these beaches where it's like, so it's you and your dad and a bunch of other bugger lugs all go into somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then stuff happens, right? And so it's like, hey, go and climb the rigging and check the sails. And you do that 3 times. And that's just never brought up again. I don't know why they made you do that in the game. But they make you do it in the first, like, 5 minutes of playthrough. So I played it on the iOS initially. And I played on my phone, and yeah, like some of these games, they're like, yeah, they've been ported quite nicely for, like, say, you know, the iOS.
Yeah.
But like on a phone and using the touch, it just didn't feel that right. I will say it did feel better on the Nintendo Switch.
Like every said, game, because phone games feel bad for me. I'm sorry, Cass. I know that that's your console of choice.
I think on an iPad with like an external controller, different story. But that said, as a touchpad,
An iPad with a controller, is that not just a Nintendo Switch, but wrong?
Yes. Yes, it is. So you get on, you strand on this beach, and then you got to kind of chat to some people, and you got to go and do the classical things of you got an axe, hack it down a tree. They give you a little plot of land, and you can plant seeds, and you water them, and you harvest them, and then you can make food out of it. The little tiny patch they give you, it doesn't feel like a huge amount of variety, but you're never going to run out.
Yeah.
The cooking system is, they try to, I think, Breath of the Wild it by being like, hey, experiment, throw a bunch of stuff in and see what you get. Except it's like once you catch a fish or you harvest a particular vegetable, it's like, hey, there is a recipe here that's unknown. So you have to click that, the unknown recipe, and then chuck up to 3 ingredients. And it will tell you if the ingredients are in that dish or not. And you kind of have to just guess. And also you have to guess what placement it's in, which is very frustrating and very
that's
annoying.
Crazy.
Is it intuitive?
No. No, not at all. It's all just guesswork. And I don't really, like, it doesn't really reward you for experimenting, because it's like, okay, there's say 2 random met recipes for like a food that you're gonna make, and you could say choose one and then perfectly get the recipe for the other one, and that won't be discovered until you click that one and do that. So not great. The character is a little bit floaty. So it kind of just moves a bit weird. It's all like very much pixel art, and I enjoy that sort of like that lo-fi pixel art. It's something I do. I like that aesthetic. I know, crazy, but it is very floaty and feels a little bit on the cheap side.
a fart? What?
If you expend your energy.
Do you know what a well-made video game feels like anymore?
Hard to say. I heard really great things about this Blockudoku thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I...
Honestly...
I was talking about a flawless game. I'm sure that's what you meant, Joel, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably what you meant.
Honestly, Blockudoku sounds better made than some of the games you have reviewed on here before. And Zamet, at some point, you need to ask yourself, when you're climbing into the bargain bin, at what point are you just in the bin?
Oh, mate, bargain bin? Mate, this was $50, okay?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I wish this was in the bargain bin. My God, the price point of this game is affecting the thumb score, because it is... Like, if this was a $12 game,
our bottom line,
I'd be mad if it was 12 bucks, but it's 50 anyway.
Oh.
So yeah, so you are this hero character. You go around and it's like, hey, you need these items, and that's you just like basically collect them off the island, and you come across these things where it's like, oh, if I was able to build something here, perhaps a bridge game. We know it's a bridge. You don't have to be like. Dance around the point, but perhaps if I could build something here, I could connect the islands. And you're like, yes, a bridge. Okay,
being quaint and shy.
And so yeah, you go around. You can fish. You can get wood. All that kind of stuff. You got to like find your all the other survivors. And again, these characters are two dimensional as hell. And there's this weird thing where it's like, yeah, you have that energy meter and, anything you do will, use it up. So, you know, by fishing, and if you stuff up and you don't catch the fish, like the fishing system in this is fine. It's like more of a rhythm game. You sort of have to like tap it in a certain rhythm to, grab the fish as opposed to sort of other
Dance
games.
Dance Dance Revolution.
but if you kind of stuff up, you'll like not pay attention and say pass out. Whoopsie daisy. also, night. Your character is quite slow, and you can hold a button to run, but boy, does that just deplete that energy level very quickly. And the way you get energy, of course, is to eat or sleep. But initially, you can only carry 3 foods, which don't really recover a lot of energy. It just became more of a nuisance than anything, because if you pass out, you're kind of gone back to your like shipwreck where there's a bed, and then you're like have half health or half energy, as it were. But then you can just go to bed, and then you get full energy. There's no punishment for running out of energy at all.
That's
like,
weird.
At all. Mm. So it's like, oh no, I have no energy. I'll go to bed, I guess. Cool. The next day rolls around. Did anything happen? No. Cool. As you are exploring the island, some mystical little teleportation devices open up. Do you think I could figure out how to use it? No.
No.
Not at all. So good luck me there. You get to a point where it's like, oh, yes, we've discovered the main island you're on. Now go out and find the other folk that have also been shipwrecked, so we need to find them. And so you get in a boat, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. I'm in a boat now. That's new. But it's just kind of like, again, you're tapping a button to kind of row faster, depleting energy, and you're like, great, good. And it's like, make sure you have enough food for the energy, so else you're going to pass out. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm up to a point now where you have to go and find some other people after you've discovered as much as you can the mainland. Also, it's annoying as well. Like, you can, there's like cave systems you can kind of go into. And of course, they'll be like, oh, if only I had a thing here. It's a ladder. You're missing a ladder, game. I get it. But I guess it wants me to come back at a later date. But phew, guess what? I'm not doing that. So,
is the game still installed?
I will uninstall it after this. I only kept it there to remind me to talk about it. So
it looks like, so I've just pulled up the, it, look, it's my famous segment of everyone else's review where,
how much have I played?
Well, hey, I can tell you've played 3 hours or more. But that's not what I was looking at. What I was looking at is I usually do that as well, but pulling out my Switch to check what the game looks like, just because it's there. It looks kind of like Link's Awakening, but worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the graphic style.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, yeah, it gets to this point where it's like, all right, other people have been a shipwreck. We think they're around the different islands. And it's like, hey, go to the east and the south, southeast, but don't go to the west because, you know, there's some things there. It's going to be some combat where you can fight some scallies or whatever. But who cares? So you end up going like, right, I got to get these bugger lugs. And you set sail and you find them. And the people that I found were also like stranded, but there were these other houses that were built in and amongst these islands. So these like the nice wooden structures, and they're so much better than the flimsy crap that I'm producing. So from like a storytelling thematic point of view, it's like, why aren't we all getting into like a bunch of different rowboats and just going there into this island where there's a bunch of stuff already pre-built and just kind of chilling there for a bit?
So much like in real life, this game suggests that you have idiot friends.
Yeah. So that's also quite annoying. And there's like a lot of this game that I just really did not enjoy. I could kind of see that it wanted to do
the price point
is
$50.
But like, there's a lot of now, and I guess, you know, doing a Harvest Moon clone isn't anything new, and there are a lot of those on the market. And so if you want to kind of like have a look at them all, there are a lot there. And I thought this one might be a little bit different. The fact that, hey, stranded on a desert island and you have to sort of like, you know, build up and do something there. And they've tried to do that thing in Stardew where it's like, and we're including combat.
Guns.
But they've just kind of shut the bed a lot, I feel. It's just that it feels quite either unpolished or when they were designing the game, it just feels like no one stopped to ask, is this fun?
An important part of a game.
A very important part of the game. And so it's like, okay, well, I don't really care about walking everywhere because that's slow and will slow me down. So I'm now going to just run everywhere. But oh, look, it's depleting my energy level very, very quickly. And now I have to consume food. Can I consume food raw?
Of course not.
No. Okay, cool. I have to cook it. Does that increase like a good chunk of energy?
No. Would it?
Is there a limit on how much food I can carry? Yes. So
it's very hole in the bucket.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes in the bucket there. And like even the simple thing of like, harvesting and like making crops and that kind of stuff. Initially, I was like, I'm going to have a row of potatoes and then a row of tomatoes and a row of this and a row of that to kind of be like, yes, I like things in neat ordered little boxes and those kind of things. Hmm. Kind of like what I do in Stardew and that, where it's just like, yes, this is my, you know, tomato field. This is over here is my wheat field. It just got to the point where I'm like, I don't care. Whatever I've got in my pocket, slam that seed in the ground and see what happens.
That's how I play Stardew Valley. Everyone yells at me because my farm's ugly. I think it's also ugly, but I don't care.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
And then that's our thing as well. Like with Stardew and a lot of those games, it's you have your, say, your farm or your house or your property or whatever it is that you're making, and you have that customability to be like, hey, I'm going to make it look mm-hmm. like this. So, you know, every person's, you know, Stardew, you know, property mm-hmm. looks different. They've sort of been able to be like, hey, you go online mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, I suck. I suck so much. Yeah. I am.
See, when I go online, I'm
like, never going to
cool
be as good.
Because I didn't
as
put
this.
That much time and effort into my farm. Look at these idiots. I've got wheat planted next to, I don't know, tomato or something. I don't know. Who cares?
Whereas I look at that and go like, man, they've made everything so pretty, and here's mine that looks like a dog's breakfast that has been shat on by one of those villagers from Animal Crossing. So I don't know. I'm sort of regret, again, very much regretting the fact that I played this on Switch, as I already had it on Apple Arcade and that was technically free. So throwing an extra $50 at this, not happy. I don't want to give this completely like a zero thumb, because like there are some elements that you're like, it is technically a game and you can play it.
No, but do there it. Are be so brave. Many, go zero.
There are so many odd choices that it just, it tries to hit the mark but kind of falls pretty dramatically. And yeah, it is quite buggy. I think if I was able to teleport between islands when I discovered these things, maybe that might have helped me. I don't think it would have. But maybe that might have cut down on that frustration of like the energy levels. But again, it's this kind of weird thing where there is no punishment for stuffing up. Like, oh yes, I didn't stock up enough food with me. And then I went to explore, and now I'm, I guess, back home with half energy, and oh no, I'm just going to tuck myself back into bed, and that's the consequence?
So it doesn't jump it doesn't jump a day. It's just like...
Well, it does, but it's who cares? There's no point. There's no calendar. Like, it's not like you miss a day and you miss an important event. And this is the kind of stuff where Stardew, I thought, did really well, whereas, like, if you deplete your energy, yes, you are punished by... initially, you lose a bunch of currency, and the next day you start with half energy, which kind of affects how you deal that day, because every day is a little bit different, so it will affect how you start planning that particular day. Whereas this, it's just like, there is no punishment. I wanted to be punished. Why are you
Joel Zammert's been a bad,
me?
Bad boy.
Please, Daddy,
I've been
please.
Bad. Why didn't you tell me so?
I can't be good if you don't punish me.
Exactly. It's like being, you know, it's all foreplay and no payoff is the way I would kind of express myself with this. It's like, you know, they're telling me that something good's going to happen, but then nothing good happened.
You're on all fours, pants around your knees, but there's no paddle.
Yeah, there's no paddle. They're like, oh, I'm going to spank it. And you're like, oh, yes, you are. And then,
I guess, nothing.
a little bit of something would be nice. Even just a recreation of the very first 50 Shades of Grey, I would accept, you know?
There's a lot of
that
things
to me would be a nice something.
When you start at zero, you can go anywhere. And the choice to just stay still screams loudly.
Sometimes the void is the loudest noise of all.
So the gameplay is very frustrating. It's not very intuitive. There are a bunch of different menus you're gonna gotta like swipe left and right to use. There's like a food menu, a tool menu, a seed menu. Then you can kind of have like a map and a telescope. And there's these things where it's like, oh, cool, I have a telescope, which means that as I'm in a boat or when I'm wandering around exploring, I can prop up my telescope and have a look. Or I could just walk all row there to the same effect and use less time, which kind of brings it back to that kind of initial question, which was, is this fun? No. So then why is it included? So there's like some like little bits and pieces here where you're like, that's a neat idea, But they didn't really follow through or give it a reason or a purpose for it. I cannot recommend this game. This game is bad.
Have you played it twice on two different consoles? You paid $50 for it. Plus a monthly fee of like $9 or whatever Apple Arcade is these days.
Yeah, so if you want to give it a bash, by all means, if you have Apple Arcade, it's just going to cost you a little bit of time and energy to download it and play it on that. But on the Switch store, for $50, I think it's daylight robbery, to be honest. Aww. It is like if this game was about a sneaky tenner, I'd be like, well, that's a bit pricey. But accept it and cop it on the chin. But the fact that it's like $50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five tenners. Bloody box of pineapples. What the hell?
Yeah.
Zero thumbs. Yeah. Nah, zero thumbs.
That's just, good. Be brave.
There's not much. I wanted to play it because it is a longish game. Like, it's like over 20 hours, I think, of gameplay. And I wanted to kind of actually like sink my teeth into it and be like, right, I've, you know, done a lot of it and this is what it is. But getting to that point where you're just sort of rowing in this empty ocean that kind of goes nowhere, but it's kind of all feels quite small but large at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a lot of nothing. Being like, I know the gameplay loop. I know exactly what the gameplay loop is, and I do not care for it. Really kind of speaks volumes about this particular game. So,
If you're looking for a long game to sink your teeth into, before I get to my review, I'd just like to suggest the same thing that I often suggest to Jackson. You should try Persona 5 on PS4, a game that I've not played. It's a classic for a reason.
No. I saw a trailer for it accidentally the other day, and I did not enjoy what I saw. Don't try and trick anyone into playing that game, Dusha. It's anime, and you know it.
I know it's anime. It's one of the most anime.
Persona 5, you say? Does it come on the iPhone? Yeah,
No. Not Persona 5, but maybe 1 to 4 is on there. Although it's tricky, because Persona 4 is called P4. That's hard to search for. Really makes you think. Mostly about anime.
No, thank you. I might vomit now.
Yeah, that's
good. What have you been playing, JD?
Speaking of might vomit now, listeners may be aware, and you guys definitely will be, because you can see my face. My energy levels in this episode are really up and down, and that's because I'm as hungover as hell.
Yeah, babe.
So today I'll be talking about, I've done lots of things and none of them are good. And I'm paying the price for them right now. So today I'll be looking at trying to play Luigi's Mansion 3 again whilst very hungover.
Oh, yeah.
So Luigi's Mansion 3 is a game I reviewed sometime whenever it came out. Probably, was it a Halloween game? Seems like it should come out at Halloween. Can't remember.
That makes sense, but October seems too late for it, you know? Makes you think.
Yeah. Well, it came out whenever it came out. I've reviewed it before. But I finished, like, I'm trying to, in these trying times, just trying to work my way through my back catalog or, you know, just get back into Switch at the moment because I've been playing a lot of other console games at the moment. I was like, these sentences are just going to go round and round in circles as well because, again, my brain is firing simultaneously.
I'm dehydrated cylinders. Listening to you.
That's okay. Alcohol smooths everything.
Yeah. I'm firing on all cylinders and no cylinders simultaneously. My head feels hot, like I'm having lots of thoughts, but words aren't coming out. Anyway,
what do you reckon the worst part of the hangover is? Because you're describing basically what I think is the worst part of the hangover, which is hot head.
hot head is bad.
I've never received hot head as a parting gift head. From alcohol. No.
I always get hot head. Hot head is the worst.
Hot head?
Because you're like, I need a cool pack, but my body is shivering.
Yeah, see, I don't get that cold when I'm hungover. Like, I get like hungover sweats. But hot head makes the rest of my body too, like, uncontrollably hot as well. But I also don't like that it takes away my ability of thought.
same. Hot head, no thinking, not great.
Yeah.
Sounds
like,
bad.
Mixed with sweating? No thank you.
Yeah, so my hangovers are usually, look, when I was younger and people said they'll start hitting harder as you get older, I was like, shut up, old man. Don't you dare talk to me. You're an idiot. I'm going to drink everything forever. I'll kill you. I will kill you. Look me in the eyes, old man. I'm beating you up until you die.
We've all been there.
And I was just giving you some friendly advice. But anyway.
So after I finished bashing Joel Zammit, yeah, I got a bit older and I realized that, yeah, that was good advice. It does happen. Like, and I don't get hangovers anywhere near as bad as depicted in pop culture. Like, light and things like that hurt me a little bit, but I'm not like, oh, close the blinds, oh, you know, like, as made famous in movies.
Yes, I have seen the movie.
Are you familiar with cinema? I am. They do things. They're called tropes.
Movie? What?
Oh my god, Cass.
Block game, I don't get it.
Cass, movie like game but no control.
Yeah.
Oh, how does shit...
it just happened.
Shit happened.
Oh, weird. I don't get it.
It's all right. You're not a filmer.
Yeah.
Not everyone's a filmer.
Film heads.
Yeah.
Filmer.
So what have you found that's done well for a hangover cure? I'm a big fan of sitting in shower, hot.
that's a good one. So my attempted cures today were, so I get like this weird thing where I get like kind of a headache, but I can't sleep. When I close my eyes, it's like my brain's thinking too much. So then I'm like stuck in like a limbo. I'm like, I'm just lying still with my eyes closed and my head hurts.
That just sounds like me sober. Whatever. Mm. Go on.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, I got up, drank a lot of water. Something I like, so my usual hangover cure is, look, I'm happy to share this with everyone. I usually, because usually if I'm drinking, I'll be going to bed late. I'll wake up early accidentally, take a shit, have a water, go back to sleep, and then usually on second wake up, I feel fine.
So I always go, a really good preventative one.
Very important rule, and I need everyone to know this. Under no circumstances when you're hungover should you jerk off. Masturbation, out the window. Don't do it.
I agree.
It'll make everything so much worse.
That never even
comes to my mind.
Same
thing with a headache or a migraine.
No.
Everyone talks about, like, if you jerk off with a headache, it is going to feel better. It never does. Mm. It always makes it worse, but I always give it a crack anyway.
Yes!
Migraine's different to headache. Migraine is different to headache.
Yeah, I know.
If head hurts.
Through a lot of empirical testing, I understand, but I'm always going to give it a crack.
Cass, it's right
there. What if it happens? What if it works? You don't know, you know?
You're lying in bed paralyzed with headache pain. What else are you going to do?
Exactly.
What if it works?
No, that's true.
Yeah. So but, I always find, okay, best thing, weirdly, like a good thing to do before you go to bed is a teaspoon of Vegemite.
Oh.
Nice, good vitamin B, delicious.
I love that
I just
everyone's...
drink a liter of water.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that too, but no, nah, Vegemite.
Love everyone's
then in the morning,
hangover cures also always sound like a little trick they're playing on their friends. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just have some Vegemite. You'll be right.
Just have some Vegemite. And that's at the night before you go to bed.
Yep.
And of course, drink a a bucket of water if you can. But I always prefer like a Hydrolite or a Gatorade. I prefer the Hydrolite just because I think they taste a little bit nicer than Gatorades, but Gatorade is real good. So then in the morning you have a good Hydrolite. And I always recommend either like, dry toast or like eggs, like scrambled eggs, like a good fry up, like eggs and anything kind of like, you know, greasy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, get your bacons and your sausages. They do really good veggie bacons now. Also great for a hangover.
These are great suggestions. Yeah. Where were you 7 hours ago when I woke up dying?
I was at the GP getting a mole removed. That sucked. One thumb. Better than stranded sails, though.
Hey, well, getting
you
a mole removed...
You would recommend getting a biopsy over paying this... Well, I suppose it's $50 for a bad time.
Exactly.
Unlike a biopsy.
That was free, baby.
Thank you, healthcare. So my friend for my birthday bought me 10 random beers, and I decided I was going to drink all 10 in a sitting and review them.
Of course.
And
how'd you go?
Yeah, they were. It turns out after like 4 beers, all beers are good because you're just drinking, and then you just get drunk. I wrote reviews. None of them are good.
Can you take us through maybe one of the, like, just the best review that you've got?
Actually,
yeah.
Or the worst review.
Beer...
Give us your best and your worst.
Okay. Here's beer 8. This is probably the best one I wrote. This is the first beer I didn't like. Kind of tastes like, because it was a watermelon flavored beer, which is wild. Kind of tastes like I spewed after drinking a watermelon vodka drink. Still going to drink it all though. La Mayo. Full stop. Update. At the end of the beer, I thought it was mad again.
You're right. Every beer is good after 8 beers.
Yeah, I don't know why I put, well, because it's a written review, I wouldn't say La Mayo out loud, but now I have twice.
Okay.
Internet slang, right. It's back. Yeah, I remember that turning point as well, being like, actually, no, this is sick. Where originally I thought it tasted like sick. Anyway.
I've had enough of you to like you.
It's good.
How'd you go about playing Luigi Mansion 3?
Rescued a toad, forgot where I was meant to take him, found where I was meant to go, got immediately stumped by another puzzle, rolled over, went to sleep for like 15 minutes accidentally, woke up again, still holding my Switch, even more baffled to what I was doing. Didn't say this out loud, but I remember actively having the thought of, why am I doing this? Do something else. Then I didn't do either of those things. I just kept kind of like going through them. I think I was, because I haven't played it for a while, so I think I was trying to look for like, not hints, but like going through the menus to be like, oh, is it like an objectives thing? It's on the menu. It's right there, but I don't know what I was doing.
What do I have to do in this game? Where am I going?
You were doing your best.
Who am I? Am I the toad? That's right.
Do I live here? Is this my house?
Is it a big farming sim? No.
Well, look.
Am I the cleaner?
I have vacuum. That is like a cleaner.
Maybe I'm cleaning. Maybe I'll just vacuum the mansion. That seems responsive.
Funnily enough, that's exactly what I did, because the vacuum is like you suck things off walls and stuff to reveal stuff, but I didn't know what part of the game I was up to, so I was just like, I'll just vacuum and see what happens. I found some money, so that's nice. But yeah.
So how would you rate the experience of playing Luigi's Mansion 3 hungover?
Yeah,
on the Switch.
It's not a good hungover game, but it being on the Nintendo Switch helped because I could be lying down while I did it, and my hot head liked that. Yeah. So basically, the hangover I've got today is like all in my head. Like my stomach feels okay.
That's always good.
Yeah, like no risk of spews or anything, but like. It's nighttime again now, and I shouldn't still be feeling bad, but yet here we are.
I mean,
I reckon you need to get yourself a thick meal. Get a takeaway that is grease but thick.
I already had, shout out to McDonald's, official sponsors of Sans Pants Radio. I had them for lunch. It didn't really help.
Have more.
You've got
dinner coming up.
Yeah.
It is nighttime once more. It's 5 p.m. for everyone playing at home. Zamet's saying it's daytime. It's 5 p.m. I shouldn't still be hungover at 5 p.m.
It's still so light outside, though. Or just have some black coffee, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good dinner.
I think what I need to do is go get some Coke, like the drink Coke.
Yeah,
because that's usually my go-to cure-all of everything, but it works especially for hangovers and... I haven't had any today, so maybe that'll sort me out. I'll go for a walk, get some fresh air. Everyone will be like, wow, he's sweaty looking. He's just walking.
He's sweaty for an evening night stroll.
That's the wettest man I've seen.
He must have the hottest head.
Why?
So how many thumbs out of five there, JD?
Probably 2 thumbs and a knuck. We got that great beer review out of it, and Luigi's Mansion is a good game. So, yeah, I just wish I wasn't hungover. Right.
Yeah. So, up, I think it was like 12 thumbs and a knuck plus 1 for a biopsy. That's 13 and a knuck. That's pretty good for this episode.
Yeah, although there is the 13 thumb deduction for shitting in Animal Crossing. So it brings today's episode to 0 thumbs.
Oh, hot 0 thumbs, which is strange.
And a knuck.
A hot knuck for this
knuckle.
Particular episode, which is strange considering it did feature Cass's Game of the Year. But I look forward to hearing Levin's play that particular game.
Yeah.
So, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
And I haven't.
Oh, 2 Joels and a Cass. That's what they always say about us. Like 3 peas in a pod. Oh, no. We are in a pod. Get it?
Oh, my God.
Get it? Get... Oh, I'm...
Drink responsibly.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.